Hugo?
I'm really into Friends right now, so probably watching that. Eating meals.
Senator Allen?
I like getting up 30 minutes before I actually have to and just like laying in bed and relaxing.
Senator Hajani?
Trying to eat healthy.
Senator Brown?
Something about exercise.
Senator Lewis?
My 2 p.m. coffee.
Senator Concepcion?
Drinking tea.
Senator Pan? Senator Mitch? Crocheting. Senator Simon? Senator Larson? Senator Sam?
Working out.
Technology Director Sam?
Working out.
Finance?
My cup of coffee in the morning.
Which person on you?
Sleep in the top bunk and I make my bed before I get down in the morning.
Chair Chandler? Coming to my hands. Chair Hahnlein?
Doing yoga every morning.
What?
Chair.
She said retweet.
Chair Harbutt?
Coffee.
Speaker Young? Controller Arshad? Co-president Trentley?
Singing loudly in the shower.
Co-president Gabriano?
I almost say that, but. Making my dinner one.
Co-president-elect Hassan Al-Asa? Co-president-elect Hamburger?
Have you been vegetarian?
I do yoga in my own meditation.
I'm glad you're not hiking.
I don't know if it's called a habit, but I do chores every morning. Like I, you know, feed the horses and feed the barn cats and let the horses out and. I don't know if it's a habit, but it's something I do every morning.
With that, we have form. Next item on the agenda is approval from last Monday. Create a new objection for minutes. Objections, objections, objections. Seeing none, next we have community comment. Do we have any community comment? Community comment, community comment. Seeing none, next we have budgets.
Yeah, so only budget for today are the peer assistants. They're asking for $871.83. They're a block budget and they want a continuation or they're down to just about zero. And would like to hold a sleep event. But I'll let them explain a little bit more about the event and why they're asking for money.
Yeah, so my name's Eric. I'm one of the peer assistants here on campus. When Chris Gaffin next to me approached me earlier this semester after doing an internship with the athletics department related to sleep and how important it is for students to get an adequate night's sleep for their academic and athletic performance. And we are hosting this event on May 3rd as sort of the first step to hopefully a broader program related to sleep health. And so we invited Sarah Moe, who founded Sleep Health Specialists in the Twin Cities, to come down and speak. And a lot of what you see there is like the ways to incentivize people to come.
No, not really. We kind of think of this as a good stepping stone into hopefully bigger and better things next year. Both of us are working with Laura, the advisor for PAs, on a couple bigger projects that could come out of this, and so this is kind of a good way to kick that off and get people thinking about it before next year's plan. So, yeah, should be a great event.
I'm going to vote on the local questions from the committee or your organization. Do you have any questions? Co-president Trenton?
What are the branded sleep masks and how many are you ordering?
We're ordering 100, so everybody that comes ideally will get one. And there's like the high masks that you use to sleep at night, but they sleep to sleep on them.
And then how many So, and then how many like My Pillows will there be?
We got the 2-for-1 deal, so we're getting 4, but I think the cost is 2, so there's 2 larger ones and 2 smaller travel-sized ones. Those are like the big sort of advertising.
Gotcha, okay. And so you're gonna be like raffling them off as kind of incentive?
Correct.
Alright, can you write them?
Any other questions? 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 None of those were from the question we got.
I just thought it was an interesting piece of information to share with the Senate that in one of the more recent health service surveys, sleep was one of the few issues that Gustavus students feel that they don't have enough information about. And I just saw that in an assessment report from health service. So clearly a timely issue.
I've listened to Sarah Mo speak before, and she's very knowledgeable about what she does and very effective at reaching an audience around our age. So I'm in full support of this budget. I yield.
Discussion? Steve Kayong?
I'm not entirely sure if this is germane to it, but with being a block budget and with this being like an additional amount on top of what you had already been allocated, are you planning on needing to up your block budget in the future, or is this just a singular event for you and then you'll continue to have your typical overall budget in future years? And also, just actually, is everyone aware of what a block budget is for us? We haven't actually gotten into finance season. Okay. Director Healy, I yield the floor to explain what a block budget is.
Yeah, I can explain the block budget. So a block budget is an organization on campus. For example, block budgets are Intergroup Senate, PAs, University Leadership Council, Senior Week, and who else? SAFE. But anyways, it could be a lot of organizations that come to this block budget for money, and pretty much we give them a large lump sum every fall, and kind of just, we don't go through the whole, like, okay, what, through all the documentation, we just kind of leave them up to their money. And the reason they can do that is because they have an advisor, like a staff advisor that works for the college and is in charge of their block budget. And we'll get into it the next few weeks once they all come back and get their budgets for next year. If you have any questions, let me know.
Thanks for the explanation. So typically in the past, it has been that the block budget fulfills your needs as an organization still?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have submitted our budget to JAC, and we have upped it. Of course, that is yet to be approved, so it's not, you know, approved yet. But since we are down to zero, our advisor, Laura, has been using her personal account as part of the peer education chemical health office to pay for some of our expenses. So since this is a larger event and a larger expense, we decided to advocate and sign up for more funds. We do hope that this is more than a one-time thing. We hope to continue this in the future.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Since you're both seniors, how are you going to keep it like an ongoing project?
Yes. So we've been working with Laura. We're trying to get a working group together involving different sort of key players and what we want to see change here on campus after we leave. So that includes Carrie Eckhart in athletics. That might include people from administration, maybe even dining services to get some of those policies in place. And we're hoping that if this starts in the PAs, that the PAs will also carry it forward next year.
Cool.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, we move to the board. Those in favor of the budget as it stands, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? that is a big thank you for coming tonight. The finance committee will be in touch with you about getting all this in your plan. Do we have any other budgets for tonight?
That will be it.
That next item on the agenda is all business. Do we have any all business tonight? We have the board of trustees. Our email to our committee.
All right, so this past week, the board of trustees were here, which meant that Hubert and I were in a few different meetings. Specifically, those were meetings about either student life and then just the overall board of trustees meeting. We brought them all of the notes that we got from you all. We talked to them about both the concerns of students on campus and what students have seen really working. We also talked to them about the ongoing Senate projects, including the menstrual product and Tell Me About Your Day. And timing-wise, it worked out great because Building Bridges had just gotten their whole set of the bracelets in, so we were actually able to pass them out to the Board of Trustees. And hopefully through their day, not only on campus, but at like the philanthropy dinner, they passed them on. So we had those interactions, also getting the board to meet and talk with other students as well. And then they didn't really have a lot of questions for us regarding anything, but just, basically some sailing. And they didn't really give us anything to bring back here at all.
Okay, any questions for President Trump? New business, next year announcements. Any announcements tonight? Senator Sugar.
I have two announcements. So you probably saw what did I send out? Friday? Yeah. I sent out apparel signups, so I'm going to try to get that like ordered by about Wednesday. Has everyone seen that? I'm just saying anymore. Okay. And then there's a track meet this Saturday that is probably not going to get canceled like the last two. I think it's that new one. So if you want to see your two complex representatives be in a lot of pain, you can come see that. I yield.
Charlotte?
The Gustavus Women in Leadership Conference is this Friday, and it's an incredible time to see some really powerful women speak. And the board will be there. I think all of them, or some of them at least, are just like a lot of super powerful people. Becky will be there. And so everybody just sign up and go.
Just one announcement, so tonight maybe probably next Monday, I don't know what happened because it's still the flow, not much is going on, but after next Monday we have the finance meeting. So who's being voted on and then we just have to keep coming in based on the budget coming up. We have about almost 150 companies in theory, so we need to be here looking at that and finish the end. Next, we have Chairman Yang.
So I have two announcements. So the first one, is I just want to remind you guys that there's a live applicable event on Thursday this week. So I already sent out an email to the seniors, but we'll be all about it. And it's from 5 to 7, so at the Bender Room, so for your heritage streams. So even if you are not seniors, you're still welcome to join. And my second announcement is I would like to meet with my community.
Did you say 5 to 7?
Yeah, 5 to 7.
Are you anything new about?
Yeah. So this week is the Diversity Week, and so there's a lot of cool events going on. You should check some of them out. I know tomorrow there's going to be the Fellowship Around the World event. So if you'd like to hear myself and Co-President Gambiano, who says the poetry, feel free to come on by. 4 p.m. in the dive. It'll be a fun time. Refreshments.
And besides that, as a reminder, until 10 p.m. tonight, the Swenson Bond Memorial Award is open. So if you want to nominate a professor for this award, please remember to do that and send that email over my way. It's the only award we have that's given by the students to the professors, and it means the world to them when they get it, and it's definitely a very unique award that we have. So as Senate, we are a part of being in charge of it, but then also if you want to nominate someone, it's a great chance to do that. And no one will know who you nominate or anything, because I will be taking all of that stuff off the nomination. And besides that, please enjoy the nice weather, because it's finally nice out. I yield.
Faculty reports, I spoke to you tonight. Except one. It's pretty awesome. If you would like to be like him, I would love to receive them. And if you don't know what they are, I know we have some new faces. So if I didn't explain it enough in email, feel free to like shoot me an email. Or one off, I'll send out an email after this with like the faculty report attached to it. Just as like a reminder to get them done by this week so I can have them by next week. So I can like review them and we can maybe implement some of their suggestions. That would be really awesome.
Two things. One, we're still accepting applications for students who want to apply to serve on faculty committees, college committees, or board of trustee committees for next year. So if you have any interest in all at all in that, please remember to fill out an application. And then two, if you're super bored and you cannot come up with anything else to do at 10 a.m. tomorrow, I'm speaking in chapel. It'll be super short.
Oh no,
I'm good.
Any other announcements tonight? Announcements? Announcements? Many people bring their phone.